Hi, everyone. It's Tom Meglia, financial planner, and welcome to our program, Knowing the Economy of God. How are you today? Reba Tony is unavailable today. I wish she was, but she is unavailable. So you've got me only. You're stuck with me. So next week, Reba will be back. And next week, we start the new series about teaching children about money and the economy of God. And that's based on Proverbs 22:6. Okay, so next week, for 4 weeks, we'll be talking about teaching children money and Proverbs 22:6. Teach a child the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. So welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. I'm Tom Meglia, financial planner. I've been in business about 28 years, and I love helping people and coaching people in God's principles for money management, financial coaching, and creating financial and estate game plans to be good stewards of God's resources. And all of this is based on the book, Knowing the Economy of God. Just came out a couple of months ago. You can find it on the website, theeconomyofgod.com, or give me a ring, 800-386-3700. Now, we always start the program off with 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. As you know, I always quiz Reba and say, Reba, what is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17? But you have to do it by memory. And of course, I never memorized it because I knew she did. Well, the fact that she's not here today puts me in a bad spot. So let's see if I can remember 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. I'm on the spot. Let's see. Okay. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, training, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I did it. My son Jonathan will love this. Dad, you got it right for once. Okay, I got 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. So that's what the program's about. That's what my new book is about. That's what the website's about, God's economy. God's economy is God's thinking, God's reasoning, God's writings, which is the Bible, the 100% Bible, completely correct, no fallacies or inerrancies. It is 100% true. That's my belief as a financial advisor. That's how I coach people, through prayer, and that's what we do. So God's economy is God's thinking. We'll know that when we read the word and believe it and use it. The four-part recipe, as you probably know by now, is what I teach. Number one, the four-part recipe. Here it is. Identify the scripture. Cite the scripture. Number two, state the economic principle that comes from that scripture. Number three, the application. How do you apply what you just learned to your normal and everyday life? Number four, the prayer of change. We pray and ask God to change us by his love and power and his grace to obey him and get rid of all our junk, all our ways of doing stuff. You know what I mean? That's the four-part recipe. And again, you can find the book or any past radio program on the website, theeconomyofgod.com. Okay, let's talk about today's final lesson in a four-part series, the Proverbs 31 woman. Okay, we've been talking about that in a series of four-part programs. Today's the concluding program about the Proverbs 31 woman. So I need to read to you Proverbs 31, verse 21 to 31, and I'll do just that. So ready to hear that? Here we go. Okay. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Wow. There you go. Proverbs 31, verse 21 through 31. And as you know, friends out there, we've talked about Proverbs 31, verse 10 through 20, the first 2 weeks. And today, again, is the concluding week. So with that, let's discuss the economic principles. Now that we've identified and cited the scripture, let's identify the economic principles that flow from that scripture. Then after the break, we'll talk about application. Okay? So here we go. First of all, the one thing that jumps out at me, she is not idle. She's not lazy. Okay? She watches over the ways of her household, verse 27. And not being idle, not being lazy. She's not sitting around doing nothing. The Proverbs 31 woman is a worker bee. However, she's balanced. She's not extreme. She's not a workaholic. She's not lazy either. She's a middle-of-the-road, balanced worker bee. And not only that, we talked about this before, she's a virtuous woman, blessed by God, and is out to work, but not get rich. She likes to give to the poor, and she thinks about the oppressed and the hurting. Isn't that great? She has a love and concern for her family and neighbors alike. Isn't that wonderful? What a beautiful trait and characteristic of the Proverbs 31 woman. Ladies, are you like this? If not, read that chapter, pray, and ask God to change you to become like this. The husband of the Proverbs 31 woman is respected, partly because of his good wife. She adds to his reputation. She builds his reputation. He loves standing at the gates because they know him. They include her in him, and the two of them as one become a mighty, powerful, reputable source of one, power of one with God in control. Her husband's proud of her, and he loves her. Even more so because of his respect for her. She builds his reputation. How about this point I came up with too? Her clothing is honor and respect, not just fine linens or brand name clothes, okay? She wears honor and respect. That's her clothing. She speaks with wisdom, not idle chatter, not gossip. And she gets praised for this. She has more value than rubies. That's in verse 10, Proverbs 31, 10. She's more valuable than rubies. Even in ancient times, rubies and jewels had huge value. Just like today, people love jewels and gems and jewelry. So they did in the ancient times too. But the proverb says she has more value than rubies, plural. She has skill and enjoys her work. She was the entrepreneur of her day, self-employed entrepreneur. She got up early. The proverb says she cares for others that way. She avoids materialism, too much drink, any of the things that would bring her down. And listen to this. Are you ready for this, ladies, especially? Proverbs 31:10 means who can find. The verse says, who can find? Who can find? Who can find a virtuous woman? She is more valuable than rubies. Who can find? The quote says. It's tough to locate this kind of person. She's more valuable than anything material, rocks, rubies, jewels, money. But the Proverb 31:10, it keeps saying, who can find? And why do I keep hitting on this? Because that's the ideal woman. Not the one that is beautiful and then that passes and she's left with nothing. Her beauty is internal. Is it okay to be beautiful outside too? Of course. But she was beautiful inside. Her character. She had noble character. She was of the Lord. God approved of her. God blessed her. God gave her a husband and children. Good for her. But if you read that verse, Proverbs 31:10, it says, who can find? In all my commentaries, it talks about how hard it is to find a woman like this. That's why it says in the quote, who can find someone like this? Who can find? Ladies, strive to be the Proverbs 31 woman. These are some economic principles that come from that passage. And today is a great conclusion about Proverbs 31. Ladies, read Proverbs 31. It is awesome. I think it's fantastic. I really do. Now we're coming up to a break. After the break, we'll talk about application to normal and everyday life, which is the third part of the recipe in analyzing every economic principle in the Bible, from Genesis through Revelation, all 66 books in the Bible. Okay? So we'll talk about application next. We've covered cite the scripture. We've covered the economic principles. Then let's get to how do you apply this to your normal and everyday life? Then the prayer of change. Okay? I want to remind you, If you do not understand God's economy, pick up my book through the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. Start reading it and getting involved prayerfully to understand what God thinks and what He wants for your life. It's been empowering to me. It's changed me and in everything I coach people and live in my normal life myself. Okay, we'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us, and we're on application to Proverbs 31. Today's the final of the four-part series. If you've missed any of the parts, the first three Saturdays plus today, go to the website. You can click on these icon things and listen to the past radio shows. I don't really know how you do that, but you just click it and you can hear past programs. So today is the fourth and final part of the Proverbs 31 woman. Let's talk about application, okay? Ladies, before I tell you a story, I'd like to share with you some applicable thoughts to your normal and everyday life from the Proverbs 31 passage, okay? But first, again, before you can apply this, you have to know what it says and means. That's why you go to Proverbs 31, verse 10 through 31, and prayerfully study it. Get some friends, sit down, and really discuss what it means. I think there's a lot of scripture in the Bible on this, and this is, to me, a very important part of God's economy. And I think it's encouraging. I really do. So here's what we need to do in application. Number one thing in application of Proverbs 31 is, ladies, we need to work on our character. Okay, and young ladies who are single or growing up or whatever, you need to think, and even the elderly ladies, think about what God's character is for you. Remember His goal, grow you in character through Jesus Christ, in the image of Jesus Christ. That's your example. That's the character. That's the image God is trying to grow you into. Okay, and men have their own set of things too, and we've talked about that before. And we'll have much more on it, believe me. much more. But today, we're on the ladies. And your personal character with the Lord is one of loving God first. That's your priority. Love Jesus Christ first. Love your husband second, your children third, friends, neighbors, and so forth. After that, you have to have your priorities in order. Now, if you're a single lady and you say, Tom, this is just for married ladies. No, it's about your character, not your marital status. It's about you serving God, having a missionary's heart in your job, and looking out for the poor, giving to people, being a good hard worker as unto the Lord, being modest in speech and clothing and attire, your character, being a woman of wisdom. If you're single, it fits. Don't think it doesn't because you're not married. And one thing about the Proverbs 31 woman, she didn't try to outdo others. She wasn't competing with neighbors. Look at me. I'm better than you. I'm more powerful than you. I bought and sold a field. Look what I did. You know, see, I made money. That's not the Proverbs 31 woman. She doesn't go around saying, I'm better than you, ladies, or competing with someone else and trying to get her self-esteem from looking better than the next person, outdoing someone else. That's not in God's economy. She was not a workaholic. That's not in God's economy either. That is not the economy of God. She had time and energy and heart for her husband and for her family, her kids, and others too. That's why she looked out for the poor and the oppressed. She couldn't have done that if she was a workaholic. She strived for her best. Always strive for your best, ladies. That's another character-building attribute. Okay? Avoid the society's term. Avoid society's term for being a good, valuable lady in society or a prosperous lady. Prosperity in God's terms isn't the lady with the richest net worth or house or stocks or valuables. That's not how God thinks. He doesn't say, oh, the richer you are, the more powerful you are in society, the better you are in society. That's not God's idea of his economy. That's not it. So avoid society's definition. Avoid it. Okay? Remember, Jesus is Lord, ladies, not you, not me. So do not be lazy. Don't be in the extremes. Don't be a workaholic, but don't be lazy. We read in the Bible there in the beginning of the program, she didn't like idleness. The Proverbs 31 woman was not a woman of idleness, but she wasn't a workaholic as well. She wasn't materialistic either. What was she? She was a missionary on the job. She was a good mother and wife. She wasn't a gossip. She wasn't trying to elevate herself at the expense of other women, that kind of thing. That's the Proverbs 31 woman. She loved God and loved others. Jesus' two commandments. Love God, love others. And she did. Let me tell you a story about a lady named Leanne. That's not her real name, but I'm going to use that name in place of her real name. Leanne's a working mother, client of mine. Been working with her and her husband for about 11 years. They live in Valencia, and she helps her husband out with his business. He has a really good business. I won't say the type of business, but it's a successful business. A lot of her skills, he calls on to help him in his own business. She has bookkeeping skills, administration skills. She's really good with the computer. You know, all of these things, he asks her to help him in their family business. She's kind of his partner. She's also a good wife, a good mother. She does a lot of great things at her church, but she does not get overextended. That's important. She's not so busy that she's exhausted at night and just plops herself on the couch, watches TV. She knows how to rate. She knows how to partake in certain things and not do too much. She balances her schedule. She's also a cancer survivor. About 18 years ago, she got cancer. And through God's grace, she's healthy. And she tries and strives to be like the Proverbs 31 woman. This Leanne's a great lady. I learned from her. When I go over there to coach her and her husband, I think I walk out, have been coached. Forgive my grammar. I'm no good at grammar, but I'm the one that was coached because she's got a lot of wisdom. I learned from her. How about that, ladies? She works, she stays healthy, and she's a giver. Basically, she loves God. Heaven's awaiting for her. She became a believer at age 28, and, you know, she did have cancer surgery and other kind of procedures that set him back medically and financially for a while, but through God's grace, they've overcome it. Her husband, Bob, really loves her. He even brags about her. How about that? And I think that's what the Proverbs 31 wife deserves. Her husband brags about her. They've been through a lot. They have been through so much. But her desire is to do what God wants her to do. She balances her schedule. She has two kids. They have two kids, 14 and 12. Her husband says this quote, and I wrote it down. I don't know how you do it. I mean, that's amazing. I don't know how you do it, he says about her. And he's proud of her. I like that. I really like that. And ladies, that doesn't mean a Proverbs 31 woman is perfect. You're probably thinking, oh, Tom Meglia, the financial planner, thinks I have to be perfect. No, you do not have to be perfect. That's not what God expects. But he wants you to try to do what he wants you to do. There's temptations out there to spend and to buy things. There's temptations out there to do a lot of things. That's why we need to stick close to the Spirit of Jesus Christ, to walk his way. Let me close in prayer, because the prayer of change is the fourth part of the recipe. And it's because of God that we're able to obey, not our flesh. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Proverbs 31 passage, verse 10 through 31. Lord, I pray for every lady listening to this program, or that will listen to the program or read this part in the book, that she will strive to be like the Proverbs 31 woman, Jesus. Give her the strength, the power, the faith, and the grace, Lord, which we know you will, for all these women to follow what you would like them to do. Lord, help their husbands to be encouragers and great friends of their wives, to encourage them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, that concludes our fourth and final part on the series, Proverbs 31 Woman. If you would like to sit down, the first appointment is free. Give Tom Meglia and myself a call, 800-386-3700. The financial plan I put together for Leanne and her husband out in Valencia can work for you too. Retirement plan, college education, paying down debt, getting ahead, all in a stewardship plan that honors God. So give me a ring, 800-386-3700. First meeting's free, and we'll see what happens. Let's see what we can do. I think it's important that we think about this following question, and I'll leave you with this. Do you want to handle your finances God's way or society's way? Is he Lord through Jesus Christ the Son? Or are you or me Lord of our finances? If Jesus is our Savior, he must be our Lord too in all areas of our life, especially the financial. So to be a better steward and get a better grasp and grip on your finances, give me a ring. 800-386-3700. Thank you. God bless. And next week we start the four-part series on teaching children about God's economy. We'll call it Kids Economics for four straight Saturdays, based on Proverbs 22:6. How about that? God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.